Back in the cramped little study, the older, ponytailed Nicodemus was now sitting in the armchair Julia had occupied.
"You used us as bait," she said.
"And we succeeded."
Frowning, she glanced at the unresponsive Harry.
"How can we be sure? How soon before we find out if your Sino friend has got the President to rescind her orders?"
Nicodemus chuckled.
"The glow is all a froth with anger at the moment. I've never seen it so volatile. If President Castiglione attempts to defy Su Cheng's demands, she could well find herself swept away. We'll know in about an hour."
"What about Harry?"
"His internal activity continues, but there are indications that the self-check may have hit a cyclic block."
Nicodemus shrugged.
"I made contact with your sponsor, this Emantes, and he says to just erase it, since he has a copy."
Startled, she stared at him, a suspicion forming in her thoughts.
"Is that what you'll do?"
"Not sure. Perhaps I'll tinker with his code, see what turns up."
"I understand. Well, since our business here is concluded, I am keen to return to my sponsor. Are you able to translocate me?"
The elderly Nicodemus smiled.
"You don't feel like sticking around to watch the political fireworks?"
"Thanks, but there is somewhere else that I have to be very soon."
"Of course. Places to go. Ungodly villains to smite."
"Questions to ask. Missiles to stop."
"Okay, you'll be going via several net junctions. Are you ready?"
But before she could answer, the translocation kicked in and her world folded up into tightly packed darkness. Chapter 24. Greg. After a micro-jump aboard the Starfire and a hasty trip in a shuttle on loan from the Vox Humana, they reached the rebel Tigran ship Vanquisher. The shuttle docked at one of two underhull recesses, and when Greg and Lieutenant Berg emerged from the airlock, they were scanned for weapons. They were then escorted up two decks to an empty hold, where the meeting with the mutiny leader was to take place. The Vanquisher's interior was markedly roomier than that of the Starfire, and had a decor that was predominantly of a rich dark blue, offset with softer shades. Corridor bulkheads, pipes, lines and spot monitor readouts were concealed by access panels, giving the ship a much less cluttered feel, while the lighting was smooth and diffuse. In a way, it reminded Greg of the Darien Institute's admin offices. The hold, however, was brightly lit and functional. The mutiny leader, Braddock, was waiting when they arrived. Standing by a long table with three other officers, all wore light body armour in dull green and grey, standard non-combat duty dress. Greg was in ordinary civilian wear, with a long black coat, because Ash wanted him to appear as civilian as possible.